It's 11 past 9 o'clock here on WPHM. Clouds rolling in. Looks like some rain heading our way, too. We'll detail the weather forecast coming up in just a few minutes. We really don't know what the school year is going to look like. Is it going to be a hybrid of online and in-person learning? Is it going to be all online? Is it going to be all in-person? We just don't know. It varies from district to district, and it's, you know, kind of remains to be seen exactly how the whole year is going to play out. But what we do know is students need school supplies, and they are provided free of charge for students in St. Clair County by the Community Action Agency. Joining us right now to talk about the backpack giveaway, Juanita Giddings. Good morning, Juanita.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well. We talked recently about this, about how long this has been going on. What did we figure, about 17, 18 years, something like that?
This is number 18.
Wow.
I was a lot younger when we started out.
Right. But
we all
keep
were.
At
although
it. Yeah.
And it seems like our age is accelerating with all the events that take place. But we're hanging in.
Absolutely. So this is the week that you know, really the rubber hits the road, so to speak. This is when you got to get everything packed into those backpacks, right?
Right. Yeah. And as we speak this week, although we order ahead and look for good deals all through the year, you know, on supplies, because we can, and we're lucky because we figure total roughly 2,000 backpacks. So when you can order in bulk, you can save some dollars and therefore sort of stretch them out and put more things in the backpacks. But this week, numerous volunteers will be heading over to Community Action Agency, and it's sort of like, you know, the old Ford assembly line that you see on the, you know, on television. They put, for, and it's divided up by middle school, elementary school, and then what we call preschool, which is basically, you know, toddler packs where you'd have, you know, a reading book and maybe a coloring book, you know, some educational stuff, but you want to attract the child's attention. So, and they set it up just, you know, an assembly line. So grab a backpack at the beginning and you go down the line, and there's, you know, cards that tell you how many pencils you put in or what are you doing, that sort of thing. So all that's going on right now, and then they'll divvy them up. And the various sites, because the big one is at the Community Action Agency in Port Huron Township, but we also have sites in East China, in Yale, and in KPAC. So they'll come and pick up a certain number of backpacks, and they get all set up. And we all, everybody's having their backpack event next week, with the exception, I think, East China, or no, I'm wrong, not East China, rather Yale is having it next, the week after.
Okay.
So, but next week we're going to have the big one, which is for Port Huron, and that's out at the Community Action site, the old Baker College site. That one will be on Wednesday. And then we have East China at the administration building on Meisner Road, and that's on the 11th. And then we have, let me get my glasses on to make sure I give you the right thing. And then we have KPAC, which is also on Wednesday the 12th, roughly the same time as the one at the Community Action Agency. So we pack a lot of action into a couple weeks.
I guess you do, and you know, we talk about this every year. There's such a need in St. Clair County for this, and probably this year more than any other year, I would think.
Oh, yeah, I think so. I do volunteer work at the soup kitchen, and the daily, I guess you would call it, you know, visitor count and guest count is up by about a third. So I anticipate, you know, families that have there will be families that have difficulty, and even though they may have some funds, this a lot of times I've had you know, adults tell me, you know, this helps us stretch the money we have available. If they can save $40 or $50 in terms of supplies, because that's sort of what, you know, it's worth retail and what we give them, then they can apply that to new shoes or to, I mean, we don't give them enough to get through the year, but other supplies and so on and so forth. So it really helps families out, particularly to stretch, you know, much-needed dollars. And given the unemployment rate and what's going on now, it really, more than ever, I think we need it.
Worth pointing out, I think, and, you know, we've mentioned this, but it's worth repeating, that the location in Port Huron is different this year. It's always been at McMorran, yeah. But you found a better spot to do this year, given the circumstances. And people will basically be staying in their cars, right?
Yeah, this has worked well. The Blue Water Community Action Agency, and I'm sure all through, I've seen basically if you watch, you know, any of the news, you see it. You see people in their cars sort of pulling up and driving through testing sites and all sorts of stuff. But Blue Water Community Action Agency use this model when they get food packages to give away. And, you know, you're thinking, oh, well, what do I do? I have hundreds of people in line, and then you've got to, you know, blah, blah, blah. So what they've done is we're going to have, you have to be in your car, although let's not forget, I do for walk-ups, we do have a small sort of a side area fixed up for them. But be in your car. The thing is going to start at 10:30. You don't need to be there, you know, way early in the morning because we believe we have enough backpacks. But you'll pull in. You follow the traffic cones. The volunteers will come, masked, of course, will come to the car window. You give the name. Has to be a St. Clair County resident, and the children do have to be in the car so that we know that you have kids. And then they will take your name and so on. And then you just, and what they're going to use are these markers made especially for car windows. They wipe right off, and they'll put down how many elementary, how many, you know, middle school, that sort of thing. And then they'll pull up to the next tented station. The backpacks will be brought to them, and then they can leave. So we're trying to make it real smooth, get the information we need, but, you know, do it quickly and not inconvenience people. We don't want them having to sit in their car for hours. That's not going to happen. We'll get them in and out real quick. And then at the front door of the Community Action Agency, which would have been the front entrance to the old Baker College, we will have a kind of what we would call a walk-up station, because it is a bus stop, mm-hmm. and there may be somebody that, you know, doesn't have a car or access to a car. And so we will make a kind of a plan for them so that they can get backpacks also. For the other locations, they are basically going to do the same as Community Action Agency. It'll all be drive-through. They all have large parking lots. They're at school parking lots, and they'll have the cones out there. And for all of the sites, before, we used to have ancillary services. You know, there'd be some giveaways, there might be a food truck, all that. The health department might be there. All of that will not be there. We're going to focus strictly on the backpacks, get it to the people, and let the people get out. You know, try to make it smooth for them. And quick, as quick as we can.
Well, you guys think of everything. This is a well-oiled machine after 18 years. You know how to put all this together. Even when things change a little bit, you're pretty highly organized. As far as how this is funded, this is through donations. People can go right to the Community Action Agency website, right?
Exactly. Let me get my glasses on. Do I give you the accurate information? And, of course, you can go online. We're basically got it down to where we have a program which we love people to participate in, and you can sponsor a child for $14. And we have, you know, the buying power of several thousand when we do the buying in bulk, so it helps bring the price of everything down. But, you know, and so we have, you know, if you want to sponsor 10 kids, it's $140, that sort of thing. And you can go to the Blue Water Community Action website, which is www.bwcaa.org. And, I mean, and if you forget what I just told you, I mean, just put in Blue Water Community Action Agency in your browser and it'll pop right up. And then back to school 2020, and it will give you the detail of what you know. And, of course, it'll have information about the giveaway, but it also will allow you to become a sponsor of one child, two children. We have people that every year, and some of them, you'd know the names of them if I mention them, but who sponsor a classroom of 20 kids, you know, so it's like $280. But they think it's a neat thing to do, and it helps all those kids. I think if you have ever been to the McMorran program when we could, you know, when people could kind of wander around, a lot of the kids will just plop their little fannies right down and start looking through the backpack right away, and we have to kind of move them along, you know. But they're just delighted that they got new stuff, and they're, you know, it's useful, but also it's the type of thing that allows them to show up that first day of school and not be different. Yeah. They've got new backpacks, they've got new supplies and so on. So they just sort of fit in with the flow of things. Although what the flow this year is going to be, who knows, huh?
It will be different. They'll be able to open them right there in the car. This means a lot to a lot of families, the work that you and all the volunteers that work on this. It helps an awful lot of people. The Back to School 2020 backpack giveaways next week in East China, Port Huron, KPAC, and then the week after in Yale. And again, if people have questions, they can go to the website, bwcaa.org. Juanita, thanks for telling us all about it.
Well, thank you, Paul. We appreciate your support.
All right. Good luck.
All right. You take care.
You too. Bye-bye.